are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Now, this is cool. This is cool. There's a stolen laptop. Someone steals a laptop. It takes a picture by itself of the thief, sends it to a security website, and thief gets arrested. Do laptops have cameras? I mean, my laptop, I hope it doesn't have a camera, because, you know, sometimes I'm sitting there in my pajamas. They say, police in Michigan say a stolen laptop took a picture of a thief and sent it to a security website. The computer's owner, Logan Chatty, installed Orbicule security software. I'm not doing a commercial for them, but I'm just reading this. Before a weekend break-in at his home in Ann Arbor, Chad told AnnArbor.com on Monday that the program captured the thief using Facebook and talking with another person about how he was going to sell the stolen laptop. Chatty sent the information to police, who arrested a 19-year-old man. Police say officers knew the suspect from an earlier encounter. How does it take a picture? That's pretty, I know your iPad can take a picture, can it? I don't know. I'm not very good with tech stuff, computer stuff. I still don't know everything my iPhone could do. You want to know what my favorite app is on my iPhone? BMI. I use the BMI app for my patients all the time, but that's not my favorite. That's kind of boring. Why would that be my favorite? I have a flashlight on my, many of you already probably know that. It's a, I think it's just called flashlight. Yeah, it's just called flashlight, and it's free. That's probably why I like it so much, because it's free. And so you hit it, and then there's a little dial, and this light comes out really bright near the camera part of it. And so now when my kids say they have a sore throat, I don't have to find my otoscope. I just take my phone, and I flash it in their throat. Very difficult to look in their ears. I need an otoscope to look in their ears. But I stick my iPhone halfway down their throat, and I can now see. So I have to say the flashlight app is pretty good. And then I play solitaire when my fiber kicks in. So that's what we do. All right, so pretty interesting stuff. I think it's cool. Any way to catch a thief, I'm happy with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, looks like brushing your teeth too soon after meals can seriously damage them. I know many of you don't brush your teeth until you have to. But we'll talk about how my guess is, a lot of the acidity. Remember we talked about drinking caffeinated drinks and a lot of the sports drinks? And then if you brush your teeth right afterwards, you can wear off more of the enamel than the drink itself is doing. So a lot of times we say, wait 20, 30 minutes. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, it looks like there is a prostate cancer drug that was so effective. This sucker worked so well. I mean, we're talking really, really well, that they just stopped the trial so they could give the other people who weren't taking it the medicine. I mean, that's pretty cool. So we will talk about that. And then I guess a little bit more superbug news. This is a shocker. In L.A. County, they decided to, the health district decided to, you know, look at Skid Row, and they actually found multiple health code violations. I know. I thought Skid Row was pristine. But they're talking about piles of human waste. So we need to talk about that and why you may not want to go there for your next vacation. And then I guess women's salaries appear to plateau at age 39, while men don't plateau until their late 40s. So we'll talk about that. Oh, I hope my salary doesn't plateau. I got to tell you, when I was 39, that's when the recession really hit. That was sad. Very sad. I was borrowing money from my kids. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, a lot of political type stuff going on, but this is kind of interesting. I guess the Texas Republican Senate candidates are going to debate each other in Espanol. Tea Partier Ted Cruz challenged Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst to 5 public debates, so Dewhurst suggested at least one of them be held in Spanish. Now, Cruz, a second-generation Cuban-American, agreed, but told Univision, I would welcome a debate with Dewhurst in any form, but I think we would have a better debate if we did the debate in English. You know, it was interesting. When I was asked to run for mayor, I know, that would have been cool. Mayor of Las Vegas, that would have been really cool. But I didn't want to in case, well, there was a variety of reasons why I decided not to run for mayor. Number one is I couldn't do my radio show. And I love that. Number two is there was a law that was written where you couldn't also do your medical practice. I mean, running, being mayor of Las Vegas is a full-time job. And then number three is I really like the wife of our former mayor, Mayor Oscar Goodman. And so I called him up saying, look, you know, if she's going to run, there's no sense I would run because I want to vote for her. I love her. Yeah. And he's like, well, she doesn't know yet. So, you know, if she doesn't, I'll let you know because I think you should run. And one of the things I was prepared to do is when we debated and they, I guess the moderators bring up, you know, what do you think should be done, you know, for the Latino population and, you know, the underserved part of the Latino population, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to answer in Spanish. I was going to hold that part of the debate in Spanish. Why not? Right? You know, because if many of my listeners that were underserved were listening or watching, and, you know, why not? And I thought it would be a very, very effective political tool to use Spanish. And, you know, because many people that do know a second language, they do take the time to learn a lot of the culture. You pick up a lot of the culture. You pick up a great affinity towards that population because, again, you're among them. I mean, there were days where all I did was work with Latinos when I was a doctor in UCLA. And so you really get to, you know, it was probably one of the best experiences I had. But I thought absolutely that'd be extremely effective to speak in Spanish. You know, unfortunately, I don't think I would have been as fluent as I would have wanted to be, but I still think that would have been pretty effective. So it's interesting to see if they do that and what happens there. But why not? All right, 1-877 Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to cover these stories. Please don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dali.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival. Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I still am trying to get my voice back. I gotta tell you, I've had this cold for 3 weeks. I need a good doctor. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I have a quick question. My brother's about a one-year-old, and, I'm always into alternative medicine and stuff, and he's actually looking at FDA guidelines for infants, and said the FDA advised against fluoridated water. And, his wife was actually buying some Nestle that they actually put in the bottled water fluoride added to it. I want to see your thoughts. Do you think it's a good idea for her, should she purchase a fluoride filter now in our municipal supply? Would you advise her to get in a filter? The FDA says,
Right. Okay, Chris, thank you. No, good question. The only thing is your the quality of the call isn't coming in so good, so we're going to let you go, but I'm going to answer your question, so please stay listening. Here's the thing. With infants, and we just talked about this. Last week somebody called, and we spent a good amount of time talking about fluoridation, et cetera. Any baby under 6 months shouldn't even be getting the fluoride. We don't even touch it when the baby is under 6 months. After they're 6 months, they think about maybe 0.25 milligrams they've been playing with. We used to, when I was in training, give Polyvifluor, which had fluoride in it. So we would be giving infants vitamins that had the fluoride. So we didn't have the issue of purchasing water that had the fluoride in it. And I know what they're trying to do. Many people are afraid of drinking tap water. And since the tap water has the fluoride, somebody has decided to market a product where you probably have the more distilled water that you're more comfortable drinking that has a fluoride in it. You know, the whole reason we're doing the fluoride, and this is a very difficult question for me to answer, which is what I was discussing last week with this, is, you know, because I'm a family doc, and I am so for good dental health. And when these kids rot their teeth, and when you and the dentist, and I love working with pediatric dentists in town. I work with Dr. Josh and Michael Sachs at a children's dentist, and I learned so much from them. You know, when you see these kids that by 2 years old have a mouthful of rotted teeth, you know, you want to prevent it. But then on the flip side, like we discussed last week, I mean, you know, how much do you want to give the kid? Are you worried about fluorosis or fluoride intoxication? I have to say, I have never seen a child, all right, in fluorosis. Thank God. You know, and I've seen kids take the polyvifluor. I've seen kids drink the tap water, eat toothpaste. And usually signs of that would be the teeth could be mottled. Sometimes you get these weird white spots in the mouth. Sometimes the teeth could turn brown. And I got to admit, I've never seen it. I've never seen it, you know, because I was always a little wary of the fluoride issue because I was in practice with a homeopath. I mean, he was an MD who, got his family practice board certification, but he did not like the fluoride supplementation. And so he would see a lot of the alternative patients, the patients that want to do more alternative medicine, and then I was seeing the mainstream because I was more of the ER background, urgent care, and I'm like, I'll just see everybody, no big deal. And whoever doesn't want to vaccinate, et cetera, could see him. So I'll do the mainstream, and he does the opposite or the other. And I have to admit, I never saw the group who didn't fluoridate have the cavities. And my group who took fluoride, I didn't see any fluorosis with that. So, but what we do see is, you know, children whose teeth rot. Now, I got to tell you what I've seen. Okay. What I've seen is kids who don't like milk. All right. And I doubt a dentist is going to agree with me on this. But the one thing I have seen time and time again is kids that don't like milk have more of a risk for cavities and breaking bones. Whenever I have a kid who fell and broke a bone, one of the first things I would ask is, are you a milk drinker? And mom would say, no, he hates milk. He can't stand milk. I mean, I can't stand milk either. I mean, unless with chocolate milk. But I find it very interesting that 90% of my pediatric patients who have broken a leg or an arm, and we're talking, yeah, it's enough trauma to break an arm, but then I have other groups of patients and kids that don't break an arm, you know, you would think they would have broken something, you know, falling off the trampoline, et cetera, nothing. And I'm noticing a milk issue, whether it's the calcium, I don't know. And it's not even a breast milk issue. We're just talking about drinking, you know, when you're 2-3 years old, whole milk. That I've found. Even with teeth issues. And so when I have a child who's had many, you know, rotted teeth, most of the times the mom's like, no, he never really liked milk. So we gave him juice. So maybe that's the correlation. So, you know, right now I don't have a problem with fluoride supplementation. I do get a little creeped out by government sticking stuff in our water. I do. You know, personally with my children, we gave them a little bit of the tap water. We used mostly bottled water, and they were on vitamins for some time. Have they ever had a cavity? No. But also, you know, good dental health. And like I said, they have great, we have great dentists we work with. We work with Dr. Josh and Dr. Michael Sachs. So, at the Children's Dentist. So I feel very blessed and fortunate, but you do have a lot of people out there that can't get dental care. And so moms are like, well, what do we do? And by the way, I brought this up last week. We usually don't give kids toothpaste to play with on their toothbrush because a lot of them will suck. I used to suck on my toothbrush, the fluoridated toothpaste, until they're probably closer to 2. Usually we have mom and dad kind of clean the teeth and then, you know, wash it off and rinse it out. But to avoid extra fluoride ingestion, we try to avoid the swallowing of toothpaste with kids. Because, you know, kids do weird things. All right, great topic. And very good, because now we are moving on to brushing your teeth within 20 minutes. Adults can corrode your teeth. They say many people brush more than the recommended number of times per day, especially after a rich meal. But dentists are warning that the extra brushing could do more harm than good. Now, we talked about enamel drinks, not enamel drinks. You're talking about acidic drinks and caffeine drinks and sports drinks a couple weeks ago, and how that could erode the enamel. But they say brushing at the wrong time, particularly within 20 minutes of finishing a meal, can drive the acid deeper into your teeth, corroding them far faster, they said, than they would have rotted by themselves. So I guess what they think is happening is the brush is pushing the acid deeper into the enamel and the dentin. And they say that the teeth will corrode faster if they are brushed in the half hour after an acidic soft drink. Now, remember, what helps neutralize your saliva? So we kind of let the saliva do what it has to do, okay? And they say after intraoral periods of stop the giggles. We're talking about teeth, people. After intraoral periods of 30 and 60 minutes, they say wear was not significantly higher than in unbrushed controls. Well, that must have been an exciting study. Okay, some of you brush your teeth, some of you don't. So anyway, I brush my teeth. I tell you what I do. And what I do. What does Dr. Dahlia do with their teeth? I know, sometimes they're yellow. I mean, I brush my teeth in the morning. I brush my teeth at night. I floss a lot during the day because I just have, I mean, my teeth, I've never had to wear braces, and my teeth are pretty aligned, but they got these grooves, and I always have food in my teeth, always. And I take a lot of pictures, and I just don't want to have a chive in my tooth. So I dental floss. What I would suggest, though, is many of you water pick. I mean, if you really want to clean things out, water picking is great, very effective, and you should be doing that anyway. Water picking. So maybe have like a water pick at work, so you can at least water pick throughout the day. And but remember, you know, your saliva has a job to do. Let your saliva do what it needs to do. Excuse me. All right. Speaking of things that we need to do, it looks like if you live in New Jersey, you need to buckle up your puppy dogs or face a $1,000 fine. Drivers in New Jersey are going to be fined hundreds of dollars for each and every doggy in the window, thanks to a new distracted driving law. Ugh. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dahlia. My cat will stick his head out the window. I have a cat that I could drive around like a dog. The cat is like a dog. Honestly, I could bring that cat anywhere with me. He never misses a potty box. He finds an area to sleep in, and he loves to drive. Anyway, the Motor Vehicle Commission announced last week that anyone improperly transporting an animal, be a cat, bird, or iguana, will face fines from $250 to $1,000. Officials say that warmer weather brings more recklessness on the road, and they want to make sure that in New Jersey, the furry friends are protected. I mean, it's true. I've always been nervous. If something happens. Now, there are some pretty big cages. You can put the, I know, I hate cages. I hate that. But, I mean, we restrain our kids. We restrain grandma. We might as well, restrain the dogs. Now, many people don't, drive around with the cat. But I got to tell you, I mean, my cat loves to, he won't go on the dash, but he loves to stick his head out the window. It's absolutely crazy. All right. So, all right. Distracted drivers. Those of you listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, don't be distracted. 10 and 2. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body. body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. Spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Kyle who's working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. All right. What do we got here? So LA County finds health code violations in Skid Row. I know this is a big shocker. Apparently, it is the nation's densest population of homeless people. And they found that the streets are infested with rats, human excrement, and used hypodermic needles. This is reported by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. They said an extensive agency inspection of the downtown district found at least 90 rats' nests, mostly around street planters, people living in about 60 tents on sidewalks. Some with, are we sure we're not talking about the Occupy protests, right? 90 piles of human waste. This sounds exactly like some of the parks, right, after the Occupy protests. Anyway, 90 piles of human waste, 60 tents on sidewalks. The inspection last month focused on 8 blocks of the 10 block district. On one block alone, close to 30 piles of excrement were noted. That's why, when people were upset that the police were trying to break up the Occupy protests last year, you know, I wasn't upset. I know there's public health hazards. What they found right here in Skid Row, right, in L.A. County, is the exact type of stuff they saw during the Occupy protests. You had tents, you had people in very close, enclosed spaces, excrement all over the place, drug paraphernalia. That is a harboring, that harbors infection and super bugs and just, I mean, horrible things. Somebody with tuberculosis could just, well, remember, there was a tuberculosis scare. There was. That's what happens with these, you know, with people living in a very dense area. And, you know, when people were saying that in New York, you could actually smell, was it Zuccotti Park? Zuccotti Park? You could smell the, you know, that's not healthy. You know, I mean, it's one thing to protest and display your freedom of speech and, you know, thank God our country allows that and thank God for our troops that help protect our freedom, allowing us to do that. But when you decide to live and set up shop in the middle of a city and start causing public health risks, yeah, that's a problem. All right, there are many ways to do freedom of speech without leaving piles of excrement. Now, in this particular case, this wasn't, of course, a political protest. These are people who are homeless that don't have anywhere to go to the bathroom. They don't have anywhere to eat, and they are living where the rats are living. It's horrible. The department ordered the city to clean up the area by this week and will start making routine inspections roughly every week to ensure hygiene is maintained. Obviously, there are clear health risks. Some 800 people sleep in Skid Row. Sidewalks nightly. Is this the Skid Row that Terminator actor was hanging out at? Remember the Terminator actor had been disappeared for close to a week? And the ex-wife said he goes to Skid Row a lot? Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, I think he's in rehab now. Nick Stahl, is it? Yeah. Anyway, they say 800 people bed down on Skid Row sidewalks nightly and 3,000 others cram into its shelters and special housing. During the day, they team into the streets. Many have mental illness or substance abuse. They found 13 hypodermic needles strewn on the ground and disposable rubber gloves tucked under tree roots. They also found people were disposing human waste, vomit, feces, and buckets of urine in storm drains. The crowded, unsanitary conditions make the area high risk for communicable disease. 4 cases of meningitis cropped up in March 2011, and outbreaks of staph were reported back in 2005. All right, so good. And they say the report recommended that the city install more trash cans and public toilets, provide soap, water, and hand basins, and step up waste collection. I think that's a good idea. Just it'd be nice to get them off the street, period. Right? You know, get them into some sort of a rehab, get them into some sort of a shelter. Try to even volunteer work. You know, I never understood that. Why can't people, you know, that are given shelter and food, et cetera, turn around and do some sort of volunteer work? There's lots of activity. Because, you know, when you keep somebody working, you may not be able to, you know, get them a job right away. But having people do something, have a goal, something, it just, it's frustrating. I know people are like, oh, I don't want freebies. Why are we giving everybody freebies? You know, well, because it does pose a risk to us, too. All right? It does. I mean, that was one argument that many of the liberals were making, and I have to give it to them. You know, they said, look, you know, you have all these uninsured people. That could pose as a health risk. We need to get, you know, give everybody health insurance. I mean, as a doctor, and I know, you know, many people are going to be mad at me, and I'm not saying I'm for Obamacare by any means, so I don't want to start getting nasty emails, but, I mean, it is true. You know, when you have people who are unhealthy, like, for example, remember that gentleman that had to be arrested in L.A. because he wouldn't take his tuberculosis medicine? And he wouldn't, I guess the counselor was supposed to check on him during the week, and then he was supposed to, on the weekend, take the medicine himself, and he was no-showing and not taking his medication. That puts us at risk. People not taking medication and taking care of themselves give us disease. You know, like the staph, the meningitis, even, you know, people that don't take care of their gonorrhea or chlamydia. Then they turn around and have sex with somebody and give it to them. People with hepatitis. You know, if someone on Skid Row is a drug user, right? Hypodermic needle, he has hepatitis or AIDS, HIV, and he, shares needles. Cause I mean, obviously they aren't, able to purchase multiple sterile needles. And I am pretty certain they're not swabbing with a little alcohol pad, right? If they're living on Skid Row, they're using the needle, they're shooting up, and they're handing the needle to their buddy. Well, that spreads hepatitis and spreads HIV. So absolutely, I am for the idea of getting everybody covered. Now, the way, of course, you know, it was done, I completely disagree with. But I'm sorry if I disappoint, you know, some of you by saying that. I, from a medical standpoint, I mean, when I did ER, I wouldn't turn anybody away. I mean, whoever was in front of me, I was going to take care of. I can't, as a doctor, pick and choose who gets medical care and who doesn't. I mean, if you live here and you're an American citizen, I think you do deserve some access to health care. I do. If you're not a citizen, if you're not here legally, then we stabilize and ship. I'll stabilize you. I'll make sure you're healthy enough for the trip. But then you go back home to your country. And then they do the chronic dialysis and you know, diabetes care and et cetera. All right? I mean, I'm not going to turn anybody down, but, you know, there's only so much we can do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, good news in the prostate cancer fight. Apparently, a new drug was so effective in the trial that researchers stopped the trial early so that all the patients could receive the life-extending medication. This was a UCSF, University of California, San Francisco-led study. The hormone treatment, Johnson & Johnson's Zytiga, when added to a standard steroid therapy, doubled the time it takes for the disease to progress. So the disease moves slower than patients treated with the standard therapy alone. So you had people with normal therapy, the run-of-the-mill therapy, and then you had people given this new therapy. And the people with new therapy, it was really slowing down their cancer. The U.S. FDA last year approved Zytiga, also known as abiraterone, I never pronounce these things right, for use in men whose prostate cancer has spread to other parts of their body and had already been treated with chemotherapy. But Dr. Dahlia, the government says 2D prostate cancer is a waste of time. You should watch your weight and not run the PSA at all. I know that's what the government says. To heck with that. Hang that. All right? They said the trial focused on patients whose cancer had metastasized, may have been treated with other hormone therapies, but had not yet gone through chemo. They say the FDA looks very favorable upon the data. It could really change standard of care. I remember, prostate cancer is the second most common form of cancer in men. Number one is still lung cancer. Number one, even though many people have been quitting smoking, and God bless you guys for doing it, lung cancer is still number one. Prostate cancer, number two. Just like with women, lung cancer, number one, then breast. Lung cancer is still the biggie. Absolutely. I guess 200,000 men in the United States are diagnosed with it. It is generally treatable, but the disease kills 30,000 men a year. 30,000 men. Government doesn't want us to run PSAs, guys. Get it done. All right, great news. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And remember, if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your city, contact your news talk station. Send them an email, give them a call. It'll make a difference. And Genesis Communications Network will bring my show to your city so you can listen to hopefully all the hours of the show. I know many of you can only pick up an hour here, an hour there. You know, the more Dr. Dahlia, the better. We save lives on this show. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this one. They say alcohol can trigger dangerous palpitations in patients who already have some cardiac vulnerabilities, all right? I know many of you go, my doctor said I had a healthy heart. I passed a stress test. No more problems. Now I get to drink. Got to be careful. A new study has established a stronger link between alcohol consumption and serious palpitations in patients with atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is probably one of the most common abnormal rhythms. We've talked about atrial fibrillation a lot on the show. Basically, the electricity, rather than giving off in a very rhythmic, predictable pattern, boom, boom, you know, the electricity goes through and then the heart beats, your electricity starts to kind of be a little chaotic. The electrical pulse that starts. So then your heart isn't getting a very predictable beat, so it can't feel like a proper heart pump and then pump the blood out. So what ends up happening is rather than going ba-boom, ba-boom, it goes ba-boom. So it doesn't, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Using a stethoscope, that's exactly what it sounds like. In fact, I'm putting the microphone up to my heart right now. See, and listen. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay, anyway. So while we're ba-booing, what happens is the heart doesn't fill up with enough blood. Obviously, because it's not relaxing enough to get that filling pressure. And what ends up happening is sometimes blood starts to settle on some of the valves because it's not getting pumped out. And what does blood do when it settles? It coagulates. Then you're at risk for stroke. And young people get atrial fibrillation too. I mean, it's some serious stuff when you see this abnormal rhythm. Well, sometimes if you're, let's say, in control, and you're out of it, they say if you drink alcohol, that could throw you back in it or give you some pretty dangerous rhythms that you may not be able to convert. Now, the term holiday heart syndrome, we talked about this. The term was coined, I guess, back in the 70s. They said that we would see patients with atrial fibrillation after they would excessively drink during the holiday season. And I remember one of my shows I did Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And I was talking about how Christmas time is huge for heart attacks. Now, of course, you know, many of us think the reason why alcohol causes a heart attack is because it causes a spike in your blood pressure. But for it to actually mess with your rhythm, that's a pretty scary stuff. Now, UCSF, University of California, San Francisco researchers have reported that people with atrial fibrillation had almost a 4.5 times greater chance of having an episode if they were consuming alcohol compared to if they weren't. And remember, you don't want that. If your heart is, you know, doing that abnormal activity. Now, I've had people email me going, wait a second, right? My husband has atrial fibrillation. Why doesn't he die then? Right? If his heart can't beat a normal pump, then don't you die? Well, not always, because you're still getting some sort of action from it. But yes, you can go into heart failure. Absolutely. You know, and some people, they could. Sometimes the heart just weakens. I mean, it gets exhausted because your heart is sometimes beating close to 200 beats a minute. I mean, you can still live through an atrial fibrillation episode because your heart is still pumping some blood. It's just it's erratic. And many people with atrial fibrillation have trouble breathing. Many of them feel tired. They feel weak. Their heart ends up failing many times. So, but you can still live while having it. It's you don't want to be in atrial fibrillation if you don't have to, but people feel it. You know, I had a patient, you know, he sees his heart doctor regularly. The doctor has him on medication. The doctor has him on Coumadin, blood thinners. And, you know, I saw him for a physical last week and I'm like, you're in atrial fibrillation again. He's like, I know, I can feel it. And I'm like, you know, and there are certain steps that you could do. Sometimes you do cardiac ablation so that the electricity as it goes through the heart and shoots through the heart can hopefully take a more normal path. There's a variety of different things that they do. They have medications that can control the rhythm. You know, it's a treatable illness, but still something you don't want to get. You know, and these rapid heartbeats or these supraventricular tachycardias, which we've also talked about on the show, you know, you just aren't getting good heart action and you need your heart to function. So just keep in mind, you got to watch out for alcohol. Also, you know, Christmas time, I know we're going into summer, but holiday time especially is difficult for people that are cardiacly vulnerable because people forget to pack their medications. Or they don't want to go to the doctor, they can't get in to see the doctor, and so they try to make their medications last. I know many of my patients, they make it last. You know, they stretch it out. I'm like, what are you doing, stretching it out? You know, and so I force my patients to come in. I don't want to say force, but I'm like, look, before Christmas sneaks up on us, you know, early December, get your butt in here so I can make sure you have plenty of medicine for your trip. You know, and maybe some backup pills in case you lose it. I always tell people, when you travel with medications, try to take your medications on the plane with you in your carry-on case, all right, rather than leaving the pills in the back. Also, remember, cargo areas. You know, a lot of times it's not temperature controlled like it is in the cabin. So I would definitely recommend. And if you're the type of person that loses your carry-on, loses things, then split your prescriptions up into two bottles so that you have extra pills if you need it. You know, because it is. It's difficult around the holiday season to get a hold of your doctor who may be on holiday themselves. And then, I'm sounding like I'm from Britain, aren't I? Where are you going on holiday? Where will you go on holiday today or next month? You know, so it's not that that's how they sound, but, you know, if I were British, that's how I would probably sound. So that's important stuff. All right, here we go. Women's salaries plateau at age 39, as does their sex drive. While men enjoy raises for a decade or more, Payscale.com, an online compensation data company, polled 1.6 million people to find that women make less than men from their first jobs and continue to pull in lower salaries until they retire. Adding insult to injury, they say the margin between male and female workers only grows the more experience they have until women make nearly $30,000 less as their counterparts. They say women make a median salary of $31,000 at age 22 compared to $40,000 for men. And by their early 50s, they may pull in $60,000 when the men make $95,000. You got to find a sugar daddy. I mean, honestly, I've given up trying to make what the male counterparts do. I'm just gonna, you know. So let's see. They talk about common jobs for women are registered nurse, elementary school teacher, human resource administrator. Common jobs for men, software developer, project manager, construction, computer systems administrator. But you see, you know, job for job, I mean, are they comparing, you know, two people in the teaching industry, or are they comparing a teacher to a project manager construction? Because sometimes, you know, that would be paid more. Are they comparing a registered nurse to a male cardiologist? Because, yes, the male cardiologist is going to make more than the registered nurse. If you have a male registered nurse and a female orthopedic surgeon, there's going to be a salary discrepancy there as well. All right, so what does it mean? I guess what it means is get a sex change. I mean, honestly, look where we are, people, with this recession. All right, I could use the extra $30,000 a year. So whop it off my ovaries and adding a add a wee-wee ectomy. If that does the trick, I say why not? Honestly, you got to do what you can do. You have to do what you can do. All right, let me see what I could squeeze in here before we leave. We need to squeeze this in. Oh, this was crazy. Did you hear about this? This World War II veteran who was buried in a cardboard box in Florida. Apparently workers, when they were removing the headstone and working in the cemetery, had found that a World War II veteran who had died in 2004 had no loved ones to make funeral arrangements. This is at Florida National Cemetery. He was in a shallow grave with no casket in a cardboard box. It's not how you treat our veterans. Who did that? Don't go away. We'll be back with more Dr. Dahlia. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help his tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.